Welcome to With Priscilla, a podcast that dives into inspiring stories of everyday people who have navigated life's twists and turns with resilience, courage, and faith. Join me as I sit down with guests from all walks of life, sharing their unique journeys, triumphs, and lessons learned along the way. From overcoming adversity to chasing dreams, our guests open up about the moments that define them. Whether it's an artist, entrepreneur, or someone with a remarkable life story, get ready to be inspired. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Everyone has a story worth telling. And here, we believe that every story matters.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi there.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
This is super fun.
Yeah. So just to give the listeners a little insight, your handle, your Instagram handle, which I'll link everything on the episode, is Heavenly Healthy Gourmet.
Yep.
And that's also your website as well, heavenlyhealthygourmet.com. And Debbie is a certified nutritional health coach and lifestyle expert, which is how I came across you, by the way. And you create Heavenly Healthy Gourmet recipes, which specializes in autoimmune, gut health, thyroid disease, hormones, and pretty much everything health. Mm-hmm. She basically does everything in a natural path does as far as lab testing goes. And you read the labs and you set protocols for the patients.
Correct.
So on my journey of health, I'm in my early, approaching mid-40s. I shared with you my mom had cancer about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then a little before that, being a mom, you know, I feel like being a mom, naturally, you kind of get in that rhythm of what's in the best interest of your kid, mm-hmm. health-wise.
Sure.
And that kind of led me down that slope of Western medicine and their protocols for your kids. And so that kind of led me down into little rabbit holes back then, mm-hmm. which was 2002. There wasn't really much how it is easily accessible now on the internet,
sure.
social media. Yeah. It wasn't
none of us
that
knew.
Way.
Yeah.
No. So it was just me kind of being this little hippie, I guess.
Just trying to research.
Figure it out. But then when my mom had cancer, that really made me dive into health and discovering the holistic, natural approach mm-hmm. to health. Mm-hmm. And then I kid you not, there was one day I went and removed all health, like anything that was toxic to our home, from cleaning to skin hair products, deodorants, I removed.
Good for you. And that was back then. That's impressive.
That was about 10 years ago.
Wow, very impressive. Yeah, nobody knew about that back then, really.
No, but it was just me diving and diving. It's kind of like one article led me to another article where I was just digging and digging. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. Well, back then.
Well, we didn't even have the internet, really. So.
Well, 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, 10 years ago we did.
But 20 something years ago.
Right, nobody knew.
It was, mm-hmm. And then I went the whole vegan clean route mm-hmm. when it came to, you know, resupplying all of that. Yeah. And that kind of led me down to even discovering food coloring mm-hmm. and how that, mm-hmm. dyes and how all of that plays a huge part. And then it made me angry because candies, cereals, a lot of these things are directed towards kids and they are so easily susceptible to all of those toxins.
Oh, yeah. And they're giving it to you to all the kids at school. So it's kind of hard.
Exactly.
You don't want
everything's marketed towards kids. So that can go on and on into whole other subjects. But that was kind of the trigger point to my journey into health. And I feel like I'm on the cusp of learning because it's just so much. Mm-hmm.
Well, we all have our journeys, right? And how
exactly.
And that's why we're researching. And usually when you have a problem, cancer, autoimmune, mm-hmm. that's when you research it. But people that just go on through life, they're like, I feel great. Well, wait a couple minutes, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to catch up to you.
And there's that famous saying of you don't know until you know.
Right. Exactly.
So people could think they're fine. And then the reaction comes down 10 years, 20 right. years. It's a never immediate. Yeah, it's a never immediate symptom or side effect.
Yeah.
It could be years later. Mm-hmm. So that's my journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for people like you, which we'll dive into. Yeah. 'Cause we need more, and we need more people, especially on social media, who are being proactive and sharing about yeah. health and being a source. So tell me about your journey into this and your story.
So mine starts off really when I was 7 years old. I think we all go through traumas and different things. Mine was a divorce with my mom and dad. That's when it started for me. So I was going back and forth, mom and dad, and my dad would drive me through Burger King, you know, quick meals. I was kind of a sugaraholic. Not to say my parents didn't cook well for me, but it was just convenience. Because coming from a divorced family, let's run through the Burger King. So I became kind of a sugaraholic Burger King Taco Bell kid as I was younger. And that just caused a lot of issues for me. And then I got into a very severe, this is fast forwarding until I was like 24 years old. All through high school, I didn't have a lot of health issues. It started to catch up to me after my car accident when I was 24. I almost died in a severe one. And then I started getting like the achiness, the headaches, the foggy head. Mm. You go to the doctor and what do they say? I spent 5 minutes with him. He's like, well, you have fibromyalgia. Here's a drug, you know, 5 minutes. And I'm like, no, at that point I didn't take anything, but I didn't also research back then. I'm going to be 53. So this is a long time ago.
Wow.
This is before the internet. Thank you very much. So yeah, I went through a really hard time through that. And so the fibromyalgia, I was like, okay, let me figure out what is going on with that. But I actually didn't figure it out until I got married and I had my child. I did in vitro. So they put a lot of hormones into your body. They're pumping you with tons of hormones. And after I had my first child, I actually had twins. I lost a child during my fifth month. But I had Nathan, who's 20 now. And
which, by the way,
yeah.
we discovered
yes.
your son and my daughter go to the same
That's
school
crazy.
With the same major.
I know. Amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
I actually went through such bad hormone stuff, but then I went to the doctor and he's like, you know what? Because I became insomniac after I had Nathan. I stopped sleeping and my testosterone was in the toilet. My progesterone, all my hormones were just gone, but they gave me a sleeping pill. So I ended up getting addicted to that for 4 years.
Wow.
And my body just got completely immune to that. Just went downhill, started having all kinds of issues. I started feeling like, super depressed, super dizzy. Headaches, migraines were so bad, like everything got worse being on the sleeping pill. So make a long story short, I got off of that through people that were just coming beside me, naturopath, learned how to cook, learned how to eat healthy and change everything. And I just became new again. It took me 1 year though for me, once I got off of the med, because I was on a sleeping pill that was strong as heroin. It's a benzopiazepine. So if any of you guys are listening out there and you're on any drugs that are benzos, you always, always wean off of it. And I went to the doctor and he had me cold turkey it.
Wow.
He said, go ahead.
So you're literally like kind of getting off of heroin type of drug.
It was, yeah. I went through seizures. I went through major anxiety going off of it like a druggie would. It was really, really horrible. And they don't tell you this. You never, ever, ever cold turkey a drug. So anyway, all that to say, it took me a year for my brain to go back. It was rough. So then I went to a naturopath, started eating healthy. I really started researching like you all on my own because I felt like even the naturopaths weren't leading me to where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I started my website and I just started cooking. I have like 200 recipes on there now.
Wow.
And that's what I use when I work with my patients, is giving them the recipes and the tools when I do meal plans and stuff. So yeah, that's kind of like a little, I mean, I'm giving you a snapshot of
synopsis,
my life.
Yeah.
But that's
deep.
Yeah.
What you just shared.
Yeah, very deep. And I wish, like, right when I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which I did find out later on, I had a thyroid disease, which is called Hashimoto. And okay. I had no idea that I had Hashimoto back then, because they never tested three tests. So it was TPO, TPA, and a T3 free. So now when I do labs for people, I always do that, because I was misdiagnosed for 20 years for thyroid disease.
Oh, wow.
So when I went to that naturopath, she's the one that corrected that for me. But and it's so easy to heal these autoimmune diseases that people don't realize. It's just, you don't need a drug. Like, I was on a medication for 15 years that I'm off of now because I was able to heal it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And can you imagine how many thousands of people are in that same situation not knowing?
So many people. And it hurts me when I hear people going to the doctor and they're just drug after drug. I have had several clients that are on so many, and I can't actually work with them until they wean off of some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I'm trying to get them better, but yet we're fighting the drug.
Yeah. You have to wean off of that in order to start
from scratch. Yeah.
So what is a typical protocol you do with your clients?
So when I get a client, I have them fill out forms like a health history, like you would at a doctor's office. And I do a free health consult for 10 minutes. We kind of go through your health history and I let them know how I can help them. We just go through, I do meal plans. I do grocery lists. I used to take people grocery shopping. I don't do that anymore. I do a whole protocol, and then I try to gather their labs if they have any. If not, I will write up labs. I'm able to get a phlebotomist to come to their home. So I do all the labs if they need to, out of pocket. If they want to go to their doctor, I do give them a lab list. But again, the doctors are not doing the ones I really want. So I want to look at, you know, inflammatory markers, CRP, insulin, fasting insulin, all that kind of stuff. So, I do pretty much everything a naturopath does. Naturopaths don't do meal plans and tell you exactly what to eat. So I give them breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, you name it, all that. So they don't have, the guessing is gone, and I set them
exactly
up for the lifetime. It's not a diet. It's not calorie restriction.
No.
It's really just a whole foods diet that they can do for a lifetime.
And that whole guessing is a huge thing, because I remember at one point I had a miscarriage and they took me back. They wanted to see me back urgently. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And they said, you have low blood platelets. And I ended up seeing my mom's doctor, her cancer doctor.
Okay.
And I only knew it was her cancer doctor because when she was free from cancer, from breast cancer, they took a picture together.
Okay.
And that's how I recognized her. And I said, you're my mom's doctor. Mm. Why am I seeing
like
you?
Like an oncologist?
And she was a blood specialist.
Okay. Like an infection doctor probably, or something.
Yeah. I forgot the long, I forgot.
Yeah. It's
for the long term.
Yeah.
But I said, you're my mom's doctor. Why am I seeing you? I'm so confused with what this appointment is about and having low blood platelets. And she said, basically, it was the shortest appointment I had that seemed so urgent and concerning. And
but yet she didn't have any help for you.
She just gave me a printed stack of papers.
Okay.
Said, read this. And to me, visually looking at a stack of medical papers, it's kind of like, no, thank you. That seems overwhelming. I'm not going to understand it. I'm going to have more questions than I already have right now. I feel more confused.
Yeah.
So, and then I said, okay, well, sum it up. What is your solution? And she goes, go on steroids. And I go, oh, okay, steroids. And in my head, I'm already checked out.
Yeah.
No, not doing that. And she goes, you're going to be on this for a while, if not forever.
Wow.
And
no, I think God gets us through these things, right? It's like, we don't really need a drug to get through. I mean, your platelets were off because you had a miscarriage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
it has nothing to do with anything else. And we want to believe our doctors. And if you're listening out there, which so many of you are, I mean, really be your own advocate when you go to your doctor, because
exactly
they will get you on these meds and then you get addicted to them and then you got to get off of them, which take a long time.
Exactly. And so I talked with my husband and I kind of felt like a little bit of doom and gloom, only because it was like now this big question mark of, okay, so do I believe this? Or is it nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more fear attack? Like, what is going on? And then actually, what is going on with my health?
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we want to see you every few months to do a blood work just to see how it's the level.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. So then I went, I had a deadline of when I was going to get my blood drawn. And I said, okay, I told my husband, I'm going to search online and read everything I can to increase my blood platelets. If they say it's low, I'm going to do everything. And it was all diet.
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of greens, obviously, everything organic. And but I still felt as uncertain because I'm not a professional, you know?
Yeah. They instill fear, right? But you were smart to be able to go through the diet. So were you able to clear that?
Yes. I prayed with my husband. We prayed together that morning of the blood work. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, God, even if it's just 2 points higher than previously, I will take that as a positive sign to keep continuing this diet. And I will admit, like, I stopped working out because I was focusing on my mom.
Yeah.
It was a lot of emotional stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived a very active life, and then I went to not being active at all.
Yeah.
And that was like a pivotal thing in my weight, everything.
Yeah.
So I made that active decision of being more active and my diet. And sure enough, it went up like several points, my level.
That's awesome.
So I was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I continued and until they said, okay, you're normal.
So a perfect example, I tell people, like, people freak out when their cholesterol is like through the roof, right? And so a lot of times we know cholesterol is a little bit of a myth because we need cholesterol to make our hormones. Cholesterol is actually so, so important. Yes, it's about the ratio. So if your triglycerides are, you know, over 100 and through the roof, yes, we want to diet, we want to do exercise. I love to look at that and go and calm people's hearts, because I think so many times they go to the doctor and they're like, you need a statin right now. And we know you don't need a statin. We can easily fix it. You can't really tell so much on a cholesterol panel. You have to find out what's going on with the arteries. Are they fluffy? Are they tight? And there's different scans you can do for that. That's when you really find out, do I have heart disease? High cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease.
Got it.
So these are just things, I'm just giving a little side note of things that doctors, I mean, not to say doctors aren't great in some of the things we need for, but a lot of times they just are not educated on those certain things. So,
And I think it's kind of impossible to be educated on every single
health. They only know drugs, you know, to give you drugs.
Exactly.
They don't know. Yeah.
And then, so what kind of tools do you use with your clients to help them get better?
Yeah. So like I said, I do the meal plan, all the grocery lists, and we change their diet. And then I always start with the liver, because the liver is so important for drainage. And a lot of people are constipated. They have a lot of autoimmune issues, maybe infections. So I always start with the liver cleanse, and then we hit the gut. So the gut is key to cancer, autoimmune, everything that people are having, because we know that the gut is the brain. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Even people that have Alzheimer's disease in their first dimension of it, in their first stages of it, you can actually reverse it just by changing the diet. So we know the sugars, the grains, anything that's white that turns to sugar, causes the inflammation and causes those issues. So yeah, I target the liver. We do a gut cleanse. I like to do labs to see where we're at, if there's any infections. I have other, I do a supplement protocol. It's really bio-individual. I like to dig into that person and find out what do they need. I spend 3 months with them. And then if we need to go longer, we do longer. For example, I had an MS patient. We did 1 year and she is able to, she has no more MS. The lesions on her brain is gone.
Wow.
And I really think it had to do with a lot of parasites she had. Everybody has, if you have a pulse, you have a parasite, I tell people. So yeah, we got.
I think people don't know how common that is.
Yes.
And how they're a culprit to so many illnesses.
So many illnesses. Yeah, you can get rid of cancers and autoimmune diseases just by parasite cleansing.
Wow.
So yeah, it just stems from the gut. And I love working with people and seeing them better. Usually in about 2 weeks, I can get the bloating and the gas and the stomach down. I mean, my success rate is really, really high. If they do the work, they get better.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty
isn't
awesome.
That something it's all primarily from what you're sharing based off diet?
Yeah.
Isn't that
it is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Just in diet. I mean, I had a guy, severe back pain. I mean, so much inflammation through his body, gut pain, you know, bloated gas, all of it. 2 weeks, even his back pain was going away.
Wow.
People that have foot pain, they're like, oh yeah, my foot's a lot better just in 2 weeks just by getting off the sugar or the gluten and the dairy, you know, all the things. So I like paleo diet is usually what I start people on.
Okay.
Gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, soy-free, corn-free. I know it sounds like a lot of free, but I have a lot of meals and they're never really hungry. So it's definitely a good place.
And what would be like a basic common breakfast, lunch and dinner?
So like what I eat, pretty much everything I give my clients is what I eat. So I would do like scrambled eggs or make deviled eggs. You can make eggs any way you want. I love my frittatas with veggies and goat cheese, chicken apple sausage. I like I make sure my clients have protein with every single meal, balance your blood sugar through the day. So that would be breakfast. Or for breakfast, I might have my pancakes. I have a really yummy gluten-free pancake recipe. I have smoothies that are super good with the good protein powder. Very picky on protein powder, maybe a little collagen. So breakfast, I'm kind of do the same things. I'm not an oatmeal girl because oatmeal, as we know, is all starch and turns to sugar. Yeah, no donuts, nothing that's going to spike the blood sugar. Lunch is usually like salad with chicken or chicken salad on salad. If I'm trying to lose weight, I try to get away from the carbs. I do have one bread that I let my clients have. So you could have a turkey sandwich, chicken salad sandwich. And then dinner is usually meats and veggies, maybe quinoa or some sweet potato. Again, I stay away from all the grains, especially in the beginning. This isn't something I'm saying forever. You can, you know, as you heal your gut, there's things you could implement, but I give them a grocery list of this is for later. So instead of chips, you know, Doritos or whatever, you're going to do siete chips, right?
Siete is amazing.
Yeah. So I give them what to eat that's healthy when they're done that we slowly add in. But my first priority is to heal the gut. And usually in 3 months, we can get them there. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, as I mentioned, I'll be 44 soon. And I've been seeing, I feel kind of like the health talk, especially on social media, is growing a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. Which I'm thankful for. Yeah. But it's all questions of my doctor. And these are people with significant platforms. Mm-hmm. Like there's this one chef that I follow, used to be on TV, has books. And thankfully, her recipes have always been clean on the clean side, just because that's what she's just naturally gravitated towards. But now she's like a lot of her, I follow her stories because it's very encouraging, insightful, seeing this discovery of, I don't want to go towards Western medicine anymore.
Yeah.
And she's asking questions. Like, if anybody's an expert, can you chime in on this? Can you share? She has an autoimmune disease, I think. Mm-hmm. She's not very open yet because she's still trying to figure out her story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her health.
But it's caused a lot of chatter just within her posts of people sharing.
Yeah, and everybody has their own opinions.
Opinions and health journeys too, mm-hmm. but it seems like they're more open to going the holistic health route, which is exciting.
A lot of people are now, but there's still a lot of people that are not.
They're very hesitant.
Yeah.
And what do you say towards them, even though they're at, because I've seen people where they're at their last nerve of figuring out what is going on. They're mm-hmm. on all of these meds. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm thinking, well, you've quote unquote done everything on the Western medicine end. Why don't you give diet and that, which is not going to do any harm to you.
Right.
There's no side effect.
And it's probably the fear of like, this is what I hear this a lot. I got to listen to my doctor, you know, especially people that are older.
Okay.
Because they are used to Western medicine. So people that are like in their 70s, 80s, I mean, they have been ingrained in Western medicine. You listen to your doctor, you don't even take a magnesium pill. I mean, these are people.
And magnesium, I heard, is recently very beneficial.
Oh, yeah. All my clients are on mag and D.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The supplements are key. But again, like, that's why I like to test where's your mag RBC? Where's your hydroxy D? You know, where's your iodine? There's just so many tests that regular doctors are not doing that I'm seeing. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting bigger, better, but there's still the pharmaceutical companies are huge. I mean, people are taking Ozempic left and right. I have clients.
What do you say towards that?
Yeah, so it's just.
What are your thoughts?
Ozempic is just scary. I mean, I have a client that we have done so well together. She has lost so much weight. Her fasting insulin is down. Her blood pressure is down. She goes to her doctor. And the doctor says to her, well, you are always going to be diabetic and you should really go on Ozempic, because if you go on Ozempic, you never have to eat anything healthy and you don't have to exercise.
Oh my gosh.
And this is what the doctors are telling people. It's mostly a diabetic, but they're actually doing it for anybody that's overweight now.
Yeah.
It causes thyroid cancer.
Wow.
I have a client that tried it before she was with me. And she was throwing up every day for 2 weeks. She lost weight and then gained 30 pounds back.
Oh.
So how do I feel about it? Not so good. Not so good.
No.
Yeah. I just think anytime you need a drug to lose weight, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's too good to be true.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to eat healthy. And I never feel like I am missing out. Like, if I really want my chocolate, I have really yummy brownies that are healthy that I can make, or cookies, or, you know, nowadays you can use the almond flours and the coconut flours and the maple syrup and not all the processed crap. So
I know I recently discovered this banana bread recipe, and it's just maple syrup, one egg. I think there's a little bit of almond flour.
Yeah.
Or just no flour at all.
You should make mine.
I need to look that up.
I have 200 recipes on my website.
That's right. I need to look for that. Okay, there you go. Well, I made it for my Bible study group, and they were like, this is so delicious, and there's no processed sugar.
Yeah. I mean, because
it's just like four ingredients.
Well, in the maple syrup, it's sweet, right? So
yeah.
Yeah. And that's one thing with my clients. I don't let them have the maple syrup. I'm really, really strict. So I work with people that, my specialization is in gut health. So people that have SIBO, which is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, where you have too much bacteria in your small intestine and it should be in your large. I've had that. Leaky gut. Are you familiar with leaky gut?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can please share with the listeners.
Yeah. So those of you that don't know what leaky gut is it's when you have, it's like permeability of the intestine. So for example, when you're born, you have this shag carpet rug of intestines. Everything's all perfect. You start eating the sugars and the carbs and all the junk food, and you get little holes that are going into your intestines, and they start to leak into your bloodstream. And that's when you get the autoimmune, the dementia. Because remember, the stomach is all affected to the gut. People go, oh, I have migraines. Well, where's it coming from? It's your gut, right? So the holes will leak, go into your bloodstream. And then, you know, you start having Berber carpet, rough intestines. And that's what I heal, is I seal the gut, seal the holes, and then you get rid of the autoimmune and the cancers and all the things. So that's what I do, is I do the 3 months of sealing the gut. Gut is everything.
That is amazing. Again, I'm always blown away with the just common denominator is food.
It is. It's food.
The food is either the culprit or it's the medicine.
Yeah. One or the other. And it's exercise too. It's not just food and exercise too. It's stress. People that have so much, you know, they lost a parent or they have a sick child or whatever they're going through, that is affecting your gut. You know, people that have diarrhea, colitis. I see a lot of people with colitis that have a lot of mental health issues. And that's the one thing I really focus with them, is self-care and calming the stress. So
it all plays a part and all plays a factor. And I feel like I'm a testament to that, still learning and growing, but of making sure that my priority is my health, diet, and exercise. Yeah. Because if I don't, then I'm not good to my husband. I'm not good to my daughter or my parents.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're in that phase.
Your friends.
Yeah. No, I am no good to, or even in my days, you know, my husband and I will talk of, you know, how we feel when we get a workout in the morning or not, you know, and how we feel more sluggish, or if we do work out, and how it helps improve that day and our mind and just all our personality
and even
everything.
Self-care. If you're listening out there and you are like going, like, you got to do the self-care. So whether it's like do a sauna, go get a massage. If you can't afford it, you know, ask that what you want for your birthday or whatever it is, like go for your walk, like stuff you can do. And even grounding, like going out on your grass, taking your shoes off, putting your feet there and just enjoying going to the beach. You know, those are the things that we need to be focusing on, because I think so many people have little kids and they're doing everything for everybody else but themselves. Those are a lot of the clients I get.
And what do you say to the moms? Because I know, you know, we both, our kids are little at one point, so we get it. But there's moms that kind of just feel there's no time in the day. But it, me, I guess when Cassandra was little, I got a jogging stroller and there's a golf course at the trail, and I made a point, I packed her snacks but I made a point.
I think it's just community. It's really getting together with moms that have other kids, going to the park, going with your stroller, walking, making a point, even if there's a Bible study you can do with your kids, and then get a babysitter that can be there for the kids while you're with your moms, because you got to have time without them.
Yeah.
You know,
you do.
Otherwise you're not helping yourself. But yeah, I mean, it's tricky. And then moms out there, if you're listening to, is just don't feed your kids sugar. If you want to have less stress in your life and you want your kids to be calm, I think parents don't realize all the carbs and all the sugar you're giving them, that's why they're having the temper tantrums.
Yes.
That's why they're out of control.
Yes. I've seen so many posts in Facebook groups, you know, moms, you know, is your kid this way? And they're doing it in joke and fun. And then occasionally you'll get that one mom. It's like, well, have you looked at their diet? And I know
there's one mom.
they're treading saying it, but they're just going to say it, you know? And sometimes I'm that parent where I'll just say in love, you know, I'm totally in love, but have you looked into the diet?
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, the artificial coloring, all of that plays a big toll from what I've learned over the years, and with their mind, with the brain.
Oh, yeah.
And
It's just you're setting them up for leaky gut. And I'm seeing a lot of babies and kids that have sinus infections. So sinus wow. infections is from sugar. It's wow. from the candida, which is the overgrowth of yeast in their gut, causing the nasal issues. Wow. Also, I want to touch on, this is kind of off subject a little bit,
yeah.
but if your kid babies are itching mm-hmm. in their bum, if they have rashes, if they have eczema, that's pinworms. Mm. And I think a lot of moms are like, they have no clue. And that so they're getting them off of gluten and sugar, but then it's still not going away. So I always recommend doing a parasite cleanse. So when I specialize in the liver cleanse, the gut cleanse, and parasite cleansing, and mold. Mold is a big one too. But I think a lot of moms don't realize, like, why are my kids having rashes and sinus infections and all these sicknesses all the time?
Mm-hmm.
In their gut.
And so many with eczema, it's gotten so popular
oh, yeah.
where they just go get that topical,
the steroids.
And that topical. Yes. And that's the worst thing.
It
and
is.
It doesn't heal
yeah.
at all.
Even one antibiotic can ruin your gut for your whole life.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like, yeah, if your kid has bronchitis and pneumonia, put an antibiotic in them. I get that. But then heal their gut after with the probiotics and all the things. But
mm-hmm.
if you don't have to, sinus infection, you don't need to run to an antibiotic. You can just cure
no.
it in the natural remedies. So that's why I love what I do is I'm able to go, okay, this is what you have. Here's the natural. Let's fix it. And you're done, you know? But
it's as opposed to living off of a med or mm-hmm. what, and then all of those side effects
yeah.
that can stem from that, which cause further damage to your health.
Well, look at me. I mean, I've spiraled down. It was like from a kid not eating well to a car accident to, you know, hormones and it's on. So once I fixed my hormones, all my fibromyalgia symptoms went away. So if people call you, say you have fibromyalgia, do not take that diagnosis. That is only a root. That is only a symptom. It's a name of a symptom that is because you haven't healed your gut
mm-hmm.
and you have leaky gut. So if I would have known that back then, I would have been like, okay, let me just do this. But instead I got addicted to, and I went to the doctor and they're like, well, you seem depressed. Here's an antidepressant. So I went on an
oh,
antidepressant.
Wow.
I went on the sleeping pill. So I spiraled down. Like you said, the side effects went down and down. So it took me more years to get better.
Wow.
And then
wow.
finally I learned how to fix it. But, and then I was actually a school teacher. I went to a private school, Biola.
Oh, great school.
Yeah. College, actually college. I went to Biola and then I got my elementary degree and started teaching. So yeah, all that. And then I decided to get into what I'm doing now as a health coach. So
that's amazing.
Because we all have our story, right? You go through your story
yeah.
and you're like, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. This is what I want to do. I want to help people get better. Because I'm all better. Unfortunately, I had to go through all the sicknesses and all the ailments to get people better, but that's why I'm pretty good at it now. So.
Well, I think with anything, when you have that own personal experience,
yeah.
it helps understand the passion and the desire to help others and also just a whole understanding of health,
yeah.
you know,
Thank
and
you.
How to talk to people and connect with people. So, you know, unfortunately, you had to go through that, but you know,
yeah.
there's a blessing
it's
in the end.
It's such a blessing. And I wouldn't change it for the world, honestly. I mean, yeah, it wasn't easy. And, you know, I didn't drive and I was in my home for like a year and a half. Really
oh my
sick.
God.
So I know what pain is. I know what people are going through. And I have a lot of sympathy for people that are going through things. My mom also had esophageal cancer. She's alive, which is a miracle after 10 years.
That's amazing.
So that was another reason for me to, like you, to explore and help. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How can people, again, people can find you on,
yeah.
you want to share your handles and
sure,
website?
Yeah. So my website is heavenlyhealthygourmet.com. My Instagram is heavenlyhealthygourmet. I'm on Facebook I don't do a lot of Facebook. I'm more of an Instagram girl. So if you are interested in working with me, you can just go to my website, Heavenly Healthy Gourmet. I'm sure you'll link mm-hmm. it. And then they
yeah.
can just go ahead and go to my work with me page, send me a little message. And I am really busy right now, but I can schedule you out. So.
Okay. And yeah, I want to encourage, just anybody with any little
ailment,
anything, just need a little hunch of, I think something's going on, but even if you're afraid, there's no harm in reaching out and making that connection. And again, this is the diet route, the nutrition route is like the best route to go to. There's no side effect. There's no harm, as opposed to taking a pill that could lead to
more side
effects. Anything. Yeah.
So I'm happy to do a free health consult. It's just a 10-minute call. So yeah, let me know. I'm here for you.
Well, so thank you so much for your time and sharing your story and all that you do. And I really hope that this encourages others to take that initiative with their health and that action. Mm-hmm. So
thanks for
having
me. Thank
you so much.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you for being here.
Of course.
All right, well, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening and joining me. I hope you found something of value in this episode. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out. Until next time, I hope you have the most beautiful day. God bless.